So now we move down to Florida. I'm going to share with you some of our recent experience with high tunnel organic vegetable production systems in Florida in the humid subtropical environment. So in Florida, actually back in 2001, nearly, I guess, zero acres actually for high tunnel production was reported. So at that time, really, no growers were actually using high tunnel for vegetable production. But the recent survey done actually 5 years ago, in 2013, near 200 acres of high tunnel production actually was going on in Florida. And actually, high tunnel has been identified as a major production tool for protected agriculture in Florida for fresh fruit vegetable production. And I also want to say that in both Florida and Georgia, the NRCS Equip High Tunnel Initiative Program has really been stimulating growers' interest in high tunnel production in terms of actually providing financial support to growers to actually build high tunnel structures. So again, in the last, I would say, 10 years, we have seen growing interest from growers in terms of using high tunnel for promoting fruit vegetable production in Florida particularly. Of course, in terms of organic production, interest there is growing in terms of using high tunnel as a tool to enhance organic cropping systems, but very limited research has actually taken place in Florida. So we actually got funded by OREI a couple of years ago to actually do a planning grant. So in that planning grant, we were able to actually interview growers and doing some grower survey to actually identify the needs in terms of research and outreach. So in that particular planning grant, we actually identified that through the grower interviews and surveys that there are three major research need area actually identified by growers, including disease, weed and pest management, and environmental control, as well as soil fertility and crop nutrient management. And salad greens and tomatoes are actually recognized as the most important crops for high tunnel production in Florida and Georgia. So then we were very fortunate to actually get a big grant in terms of actually carrying out the project through this really great collaborative effort among three institutions in Florida and Georgia, along with USDA ARS, to really look at adapting and expanding high tunnel organic vegetable production for the southeastern region. So I'm just going to share with you some of our recent experience associated with disease and nutrient management very quickly here in Florida in our organic high tunnel vegetable crop production research. So those are the pictures showing that really high tunnel can actually be very effective in terms of reducing foliar disease incidence and severity. In this case, it is early blight. So you can see actually the day and night differences between high tunnel and open field, again, in the organic production setting, in terms of managing preventing the early blight in organic tomato production. And however, in the two-year project, we realized that, okay, that's the benefit of actually reducing foliar disease problems. We're actually seeing increase over years in terms of root knot nematode infestation in the organic high tunnel production. So here shows you that the non-grafted on the top and then the grafted tomatoes at the bottom, you can see grafting can actually offer a solution there in terms of overcoming this particular issue. But again, a really warning sign to organic growers, if you move into high tunnel, you may actually face this increased level of infestation due to root knot nematodes. And also we're now facing with the powdery mildew in organic crop, organic tomato production in the high tunnel as well. We actually saw a similar situation in the organic strawberry in high tunnel too. While we're actually reducing botrytis in high tunnel, we are actually creating a good environment for actually promoting powdery mildew in organic strawberry in high tunnel as well. This season we saw magnesium deficiency in high tunnel in our organic tomato cropping system. So I'd like to learn more from you guys from different regions in terms of this particular issue, because there's some literature indicating that once you actually move tomato into high tunnel, you may actually experience more magnesium deficiency problem in the management system. So right now we focus on, particular in my research program, focus on integrated nutrient management practices, basically integrating cover cropping and organic amendment, particularly different types of compost, and also different methods in terms of organic fertilization, basically putting them into a crop rotation context in terms of understanding the short-term and long-term impact by the integrated nutrient management program. Okay, so here are questions in terms of what we would like to ask by doing this particular project to actually promote high tunnel organic production systems. How actually the environmental conditions in the high tunnel, particularly in our climate, would actually impact nutrient availability and dynamics, and also those integrated management practices for nutrients, what is their short-term and long-term role for on soil quality, nutrient availability and dynamics. And also, how can we identify effective tools in terms of monitoring soil quality and nutrient dynamics and availability, again, short-term versus long-term. And in Florida, I do want to mention that we have very, very sandy soil. The sand portion can be up to 97 or 98% with very low organic matter content. And we have very dynamic, very complex cropping season. So how actually address those in the high tunnel situation in organic production system is a question I'd like to ask as well. Thank you.